This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
There are a group of ministers I read about who were having a discussion about the most powerful sermon they'd ever listened to. And that's a common conversation. Instantly, when I read about their conversation, I thought of the most powerful message I've ever heard that I can tell you instantly right now. It was in Columbus, Ohio, Veterans Memorial Auditorium. A black minister by the name of Bishop Joseph Johnson from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, who spoke so powerfully and had such an impact on me. When the message was over, the presider got up and said, "Would you all stand for closing hymn?" I couldn't get up. I could not stand up. I was so mesmerized and so impacted, emotionally drained by his message. I was frozen in my chair. That's never happened before. It's never happened since. But something happened during that message where I could not move because of such a powerful message. That's just a side note. The only minister I knew in this group tells the story that when it was his turn to share the most powerful message he had ever heard, he said it was by a minister by the name of Carlisle Marney, M-A-R-N-E-Y. He said, "Here's the story that Carlisle Marney told that impacted my life more than anything else." Carlisle Marney said, "We all have voices in our lives from the cellar of our lives." But that's a strange thing to say. We all hear voices from the cellar of our lives. And then he said, "And we also hear voices from the balcony of our lives." And I thought, what's he mean by that? I thought it was a little strange. Then he explained, the voices you hear from the cellar of your lives, you'll never make it. You're a loser. You failed in high school. You'll fail in college. You failed in college, you'll fail in your marriage. And you know the voices from the cellar because you've all heard them. Everybody's heard the voices from your cellar. Voices that discourage, voices that tear down. Can I give you a dramatic example? It's even hard to believe, but I read this week, it's just a coincidence, I read this week, a man who was the only child in his family, and he said, "If you can believe this, my mother actually told me as an 8 or 10 year old, your birth ruined my body physically and you've ruined me emotionally." Can you imagine growing up with that? Your birth ruined me physically and your coming into this world has ruined me emotionally. And that's what he grew up with. What do you call that? A voice from the cellar. A voice from the cellar. Who are the voices from the balcony? "You can do this. I believe in you." It may be a teacher, it may have been a minister, it may have been a family friend, it may have been an aunt or uncle, but voices in the balcony that have encouraged you along the way. And Carlisle Marney said, "We all hear the voices from the cellar and we all hear voices from the balcony." You say, why are you talking about that in regards to the baptism of Jesus? You need to hear the voice of a living God who says, "You belong to me. You're my child. And I loved you, I made you, and I bought you with the blood of my son." That's the voice you and I need to hear more than any of the voices in the cellar or any of the voices even in the balcony. We need to hear the one who said, "You are my son, and I love you." And that's what the Lord says to every man who names Jesus as Lord. In my opinion, you belong to me. That's why John 1:14 says, as many as received him, as many as believed in Christ, God gave the right to be called what? Good people? No, children of God. God didn't say, if you believe in Jesus, you got the right to be called a decent, upstanding citizen. No, a child of God, a son or daughter of the living God.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.